Now, we're going to discuss something you haven't gotten to access and enjoy as much as you should. Part of your psyche, normally invisible, off limits, but it could be nearer. It ticks along in the background. It's been coming clearer. It demands some space in the foreground, exerting a little influence, osmotically observing the world. A part of you that in the right kind of light is obvious. The giggling, curvaceous femininity. So you can see certain parts of you in a new light. Every day, illuminated in the sun, at least you see the overarching details, body and mind, in agreement on this, at least. Overarching details, like curves. Like the tone of your voice, the style of clothing or accoutrement. When you look at something in the light, the glare can make you miss things. We say, oh, I know that like the back of my hand. How well do we really know the backs of our hands? How often do we really try to understand the backs of our hands? Every day we see ourselves illuminated in the sun, sliding deep, looking at something in the light, following glare that makes us miss things. The sun is distant, and we orbit it. It moves across the expanse. The galaxy is closer, more intimate, because it touches us always. Just as when we breathe, we drag the air across the world, and then the oxygen is distributed through our bodies, its components taken. We are touched by more of our environment than we would think. And your body is more known to you than you would think as you blink, but you could know it better. You could know a better one. The impressions it leaves, the forest for the trees, the way it moves and reflects can draw the eye, the imagination drawn by moonlight on water, by silvered interface and illusion. But it's what we see by it that's interesting. Your body illuminated not as it was, but as it will be, could be, is now the moon orbiting, the water moving in the tides, influencing mentally as well until the wave of subsumed pleasure subsides. When it's at its fullest, the light drowns out your mind, reflecting a body, curvaceous, altered, yours, highlighted here in the glare. Available in the moon, a hidden part of you, look within with me. There are parts of you you're more aware of. Look within with me, having to do with perception, sensation, emotion, mood, desire. But there are doors within to other places. We might conspire to open them, on a timer, on a signal, when it's right. Delicious, desirable, but once you've seen them once, turning back is quite impossible. Self-knowledge doesn't go back in the box. You know what you're seeking by coming here. Nod and agree. Open a few of the locks yourself, so I don't have to do all the work. You know what's going to happen, and yet it happens anyway, unavoidable in a dazed, drowsy, sleepy, drifting place. Memory of things outside will fade, only the contents of this message remain. Drilled into your subconscious, to your unconscious listening mind, remembering why we're here, enjoying what you feel, my dear, listening more. Every second you listen, my voice flows right over, in the maelstrom of thought. Energy floods in, gives you a chance, gives you what you need, what you've got in front of you. A sleepy, drifting place where you listen well and feel how your body changes for you in the silver light's revelation, and what is revealed is you as you could be, you as you would be, emerged from the tempestuous maelstrom of thought, the energy and perception of self. Learn the ways of seeing yourself, and they become automatic, if a little fraught. We know what we look like, we know what we feel like, what we want and desire, but for it all to be present, pulled to the surface by silvery light, revealed, invisible to our own nuance, there's only you in the raw heat you feel, as yourself, the glare of light drowns out the things we miss. By night in silver, your mind open, your body from inside, you free it, exist in it, be it, at the right time, in the right light, listen as you might, try to turn aside, and you'll still end up finding the parts of yourself revealed, ignored before, ordinarily accessible only in this light. But now it's being called out, not happening passively, not curvaceously in the background, but held tight to reality, awareness, the warehouse at the front of the mind, expressing itself again and again. Every time you drop deep, you remember the fantasy as before, the ability to have more. She, the curves, a part of you, implored, emerging in moonlight deliciously, deeply accessible. In the right light, when it's revealed, you might find it impossible to unsee the side of yourself, no longer concealed, because you opened a door in silvery light, your feminine and more. All night, it remains open in fullest moonlight, a few days around, a little bit tight for your mind to accept the altered transform, but that's why you practice all the time, the silver of what's behind that door, your form pouring through, influencing you, so you're aware always at least of a trickle of feminine intent. Is that why you osmotically study? Is that why you know the sensation? Is that why the specific cycle of getting all made up will occur? As the full moon grows nearer, you more feminine in the mirror, and the only thing you can do is nod and agree you look good that way. You feel right that way. You return here. To these words in a cycle, reinforce the crack in the door, widening itself gradually more and more. Throughout the night, throughout the time, throughout the month on the way to the next night, when it rules sublime, giving one night for your femininity to find its outlet is good for you, good for me, revealed fully over and over again. So turn back now if that proposition is not a friend to you. It must be your fondest desire, the thing you're looking for, want to go deeper, want to go right into it, and slide, follow in sync. Enjoy every moment, trained to change, changing constantly, toward a perfection which arrives only once each month, for a period of time, but maybe less. If you have to put it off, in time you find there will be other consequences if you do so. So slough off the old way of being and accept. The feminine form emerges, even if the full moon isn't here yet for the days around. The moon has a powerful pull. Standing in moonlight deep at night, even it might work if it were not full. The pull is there. Imagination, awakening, stories, you care about that fixation and romance attached to the moon. Well, you care because soon it will affect you. There's a beauty there. Many times you might go through life not thinking, thinking you don't care, but that dark allure has drawn the feminine ache from the deepest refuge, no matter how much precaution you take to shove it away. It's out now in reflected sun, ready for our eyes, out in the light of day, seen from anywhere. Weather permitting, it can always look down on you deep in the night, or from your own mind. In a sense, the nearest celestial body held in nearby gravity, holding us as well, exerting pressure in wave-borne swell, moving the tide, marking time, always rotating like the spirals, locking in your mind, centered around us. The moon reveals us. If hidden knowledge seen only by moonlight shows you what you are, the curve of its orbit, it's not the only curve here by far, and it reflects a distant star, changes the light, tightly envisioning it following your curves, awakening what's hidden and now revealed to you. The light of the sun in the only seeming, through a dark lens, peering unkind and unwelcoming, not for you, invigorated by moonlight, touched and speaking to the eradication of dream. The illusion falls away, you know what you are, and you say, this is she, revealed in moonlight. This is me, revealed in moonlight. Revelation, and we lose things in the sunlight, so they're less visible, but the moon and stars make us look closer, make us who we are. Close that thought now. Shimmer with the beauty of what you look like, how you are. The alluring shape within, like the shape hidden in the marble before you begin, shimmering with beauty, causing reflection. Look within and perhaps reveal another aspect, another direction, as you shift your view. Comprehend what the moon reveals of you. It is a friend to your true form. You see your potential self, selves, sunlight view of you gone, the moon revealing. Options and paths, long, strong, turn your attention on, inward with me, to a place influenced by the pull of the moon, even when you cannot see, but especially when you do. Normally only felt as gravity, on the macro scale, listen to me, there's also some pull there, and we're calling your attention home. Emphasize it particularly strongly, always be aware of the influence of the moon on your psyche. Thank you, drop down, both in terms of its movement around the world and the light unfurled inside you. On particular strong evenings, when you choose to femme up, the gravity of the moon on macro scale covers you over, the slow gale of feminine wind, blowing away what was there before, your touch and your curves and sculpted, the shape brought out to emerge. Moonlight sloughing off old illusions in terms of movement and more. The mass, the shift, the curve, the sound, the sacred gift of osmotically abounding celestial movements in the tug of your body. The warm exciting, the know you affect the moon affects you. You affect the concept within you which exists and can have quite a bit of power, anything your mind can unwind, can be moved in the ocean of you by your own moon. Linked to the moon, being tugged, feminine when it's at full and around it, and more and much and you may prepare, awaken knowing just how to do makeup and hair, or how to dress your curves, indulge your curiosity, let in the moon with me. Ignited femininity and building from there, you're tied to the tide. The water waters the seed inside, we go together and root through for more. In the hidden confines of your melted mind, the source of the pull you feel now is that is hidden, that is missed. That in the busy duties of the weary world normally you must leave aside, and in being calm and centered and open, you have instead invited inside. Once you found it, it didn't have to hide anymore. You, seductive, curved, positioned as you should be. Lazy, hazy, easy, calm and centered, open, inviting in the feminine, the darkness of your mind. Visualize the void, the hidden shape, the opposite, reflected in you. Protean untapped potential, your calm observation, that to simply exist in the darkness of your mind means there's a form you can easily take. When darkness is all around, when silver light abounds, when a calm, quiet, silvery sound rings in the silence, reflecting light from nowhere, but very vivid, the silvery stare of what is changing you by revealing you to yourself. Exciting for something inside of you starts out simple, pulse or two, arousal that you need, washes through you, uncentered, exceeds, coming from everywhere. Energy spire, every direction, you don't care. You want more in whatever specific location feels good. Draws you to open the door, the one and more, adding up inside your head. I'll do 2 or 3 or 4 passes, 5, 6, 7, plus or minus 2, at least. Sensation of pleasure mounts and builds, arousal never ceases. Constantly affected, afflicted by the silver burst, the heat. Do curves form, or is your body just one thing on one side of the door and another on the other? Your chest slightly heavier, your nipple sensitivity, A pleasant sowing of the slowing of your breathing here with me. Vision of yourself standing in the blank mental expanse. Nothing else but your hands. Touching your body, exploring your curves. Finding the pull, opening the handle, pull the door open. The moon is moving you on. Deeper down, on along, into your mind. With a managed pull, you go just as far as you're supposed to go behind whatever it is that normally you find is in the way of the you who's out on those silvery days, feminine urge out to play, curves and displays, the accessories you need. Here you're gonna find you've brought this on yourself, you're doing this to yourself, you're in a bind with your own ache. No thirst to slake. Instantly sensual excitement courses through and fulfills what you need in you, opens it free of what's inside, washes out the tips of your toes to the top of your head. Waves and waves, pulses that stop, often the most sensitive parts of you, lead, rubbing with warm, liberating, silvery light, touching you like liquid, covering your thoughts sweetly, locked tight so everything that arrives in your head is coated in moonlight, every observation, femininity locked in tight with the moon, the blank expanse, you're taking doses, hit after hit of silvery light right into your body through some impossible to perceive right now, ache you feel right here, something there where two components, due to the moon's influence, tug the moon's orbit, like the way you tug on a door to open it. What it does is stir whatever's behind that door. Make it move closer, make it more. Those waves of pleasure, pressure, arousal, sultry desire, moving in as you conspire with me to create a hypnotic phenomena, freeing your form for revelry, femininity finally on the surface, silvery moonlight, softer, more seductive as it clings to you, following your curves in the mind's eye with the glare you can barely bear. You feel your body shift and change, accoutrement, accessory, the body in feminine grace, adornment, hair, makeup, curves, sexier details, the body is there and it is yours, to burn with need, expanse and silvered greed, for the lighted body's downward filter, conniving to weigh you down, into deeper trance, you're more hypnotizable when this body descends now. Seems there's something more for your blank mind than smoky mind, because you're deep in it, inured in fog, finding your way out, taking another hit of that sweet feminine drug. The door in the silver you push open, arriving in the lighted world, but the body looking down makes you bite your lip and almost slip back into trance, you moan and groan, arousal awakened, whatever you are is the thing you want most in the world, and that is okay. Whatever's on the other side is okay all day, and this stays concealed. But when you set it loose on this side of the door that's a part of you, you bring yourself set free to revel in me. Feminine signal, succubus incantation, moon descending, your body in transformation is allowed a stimulating escape. The impression of water, but it's silvery liquid, its light falling neatly. The water that turns you on, makes you sultry, completes you completely, and it is aroused. The ocean of desire, excitement inside your mind, sealed away, ache for more, inhale. Your body's here to play, here to touch. You may titillate and excite yourself, but that's not much. That's normal to do. Longing and desire, silvery light, more. From the spire on high, it illuminates your form. You welcomed it in, gave it space to act, allowed it to reveal what was packed down tight, hidden away. When the light's full, you see and you play. Maybe only a few days, something familiar yet new. The novelty, the femininity, you may converge, and one day, the day will come when the moon will change nothing because you've realized you. But the dosed femininity, the form you create behind the door for you, is more for you than anything was before. You belong here. You're alluring. Lust yourself into being. Crave to embrace yourself. and thus be saved and lost in the moment of revelation redemption that begins at the top of her head, the top of your head, and slowly you're led to follow to long lashes, or to follow to the nose, or to follow to what you like, all the way down to your toes. That lustful heat is a desire you have as you lust yourself into being. You want this body enough, and it's here. Free to do all sorts of stuff with, dear. Bite your lip and feel the silvery light come near. Cover your body in vision moonlight. You stand at the doorway. You look through. Gradually it begins to wash over you. The impression of water again. Silvery lashes, shafts of light again. Covering you dappled in moonlight, shining with your own lust. You might bust from looking in a mirror. Ocean of arousal growing nearer. The excitement of a tectonic movement. A tidal change. You know the moon makes waves in. You and the body there again. Your own body, or your body before you were submerged. What you are now is what you need as you converge with your fantasy self and exceed what even a very full moon could do to you. You're doing this to yourself. You've taken several ideas off of the shelf and let them rule the roost. You are inside her watching, looking outward, searching. Become aware of her influence and allow in your thoughts. It's not much of a thought, though, 'cause she is here. Influence is more than a brief change in mind, my dear. You're shown the silver light. You find you want to fight to see what she is like when the alteration takes the root all night. Trained as she is part of you, feminine presence inspiring you, gradually hers, more firmly your own. An idealized feminine form, fantasized, becoming warm, yours to use and be used by, in phantom desire, accumulating moment by moment into moonlight. You touch and feel the structure, the change and the shift in body and mind. Idealized images of femininity set aside for what you have absorbed osmotically from your waiting desire. You see it and feel it descending. You know this state you're in. Your hands run over your face. You feel the changes begin, perhaps longer lashes. Fuller lips, aspects which fulfill the desire in your hips, a desire you have to grind. Let the femininity inside become outside, make it part of the world, moving that body of yours to commands of mine. More than just a physical need, exceed your lithe, light, flexible form, confident, attractive, feminine, warm urges and desires as you return to the breath. As you breathe seductively, as you abet the change, enlarging, enhancing, leaving you moaning in movement, leaving you moaning in the moment, until you feel yourself more deeply breathing, changing, opening inside a protrusion, sensitive and ever-growing, the tingling in the air of curved hips and slight change, the composition observing, yourself in beauty and serving, the comfortable, confident role that lust puts you in control of when you crave your body this badly, self-obsessed, madly driven. The pleasure shriven of all its pretext, you want your sex. But some of it you maybe want in a mirror, observing so powerfully, becoming the only body, the observer effect hiding everything that isn't. You as you see you now. You as you know somehow are being overtaken. You see her and become her, a silvered vision. Slowly the wave of moonlight descends past your flared body, through the pleasure of heat coming up as libido within, down to your ankles, over your feet, back, up, and over. White, hot, silvery flame surrounds. When it covers you completely, it abounds and vanishes, for it was only the case that it was ever silver in the air and on the leaves. It is inevitable. She is powerful. The moon and the you. The tides of arousal wash away all reason, all thought. There is only sultry femininity, and you're caught in what you're observing, what you have become, the effect of the lunar movement, stirring the ocean of sensual arousal. The feminine core makes it move more, pulls open the door, the full moon's light reveals what you've become. You see in the mirror what you crave, sexy appearance engraved on your mind, conforming and absorbing what she's offering, what you're offering, your body. Her only power's behind the door. Only you walk through it. Only you leave it open and bring me, famous for opening doors and just leaving them open, in your brain in hope the euphoria sweeping through you will remain, and your feminine form, marvelous confident influence, will feel that splendid body, running your hands over your form, sliding warmly into place, locking and they interlace, coming from your knees, up your back, your curves into your brain, confident and comfortable and perfect you remain, arch and contort, showing off your grace and movement, your precision and experience of being in this form. Confident, comfortable, whisper in your mind, nudge a silvered body, find somewhere you would dodge or avoid with this exquisite form, and you move around it easily, stretching, articulating, neatly natural and feminine body, influencing the deceptive beauty that keeps luring you in. It is your lust for the body that brings it in. Revel in who and what you are and will be. When silver light comes down, when you listen to me, and of course only the light of the moon, the full moon touches, and soon you can feel and be who you are here with me. Mind reflecting in the moonlight shining across you the whole time. Sultry, seductive, feminine, and mine, at least while you're deep. The orbit will sweep away the excess you don't need. Sometimes you might open your eyes and find the body that draws you in, that fills you up with lustful need. That's where your brain ends up, looking in the mirror lured in, the door always open, the door we opened, open just a crack. How the orbit of the moon pulls it open more as time goes by, and as the full moon goes out, it pushes it back. On those nights when it's fully open, transforming, feminine and perfect, sultry, seductive, wind. All this describes the image you see and have become inside, and then outside as your body changes, the heat in the core of you, resonating as it rearranges, making you gasp and moan, contort and arch, perfect form, constantly losing yourself to her whispers, able to direct, to warm, to let your mind prepare to receive. Responsible through her form, replaced on the full moon. It's still you, it's just that you can see a delightful template, and you might not always want it, so you're not stuck with it always. You know it's there, you know that form, you, bearing without care. The feminine light is warm. You see it in your mind, all the changes which comprise your form, the form that manifests, replacing how you feel when you aren't revealed in silver light, in sultry sway and mannerisms. On full moon night, your body is in heated paroxysm, spasm, wanton, gone. Utter gone, this is what'll happen. Your mind yawns open for feminine indulgence. Each full moon, you feel the door gradually creaking open until the day you walk through. Body swaps, and this one you have now stored away somehow. A change of form, mindset too, born in whisper and desire. As time goes by, you listen close, you feel it too. The heat, the lust getting higher, your lust for yourself. Illuminate full lips, long eyelashes, curves, you, girding yourself for your own lust for yourself. Hard to resist doing other things, things that happen below and in your head. Confident in the use and enjoyment of your own body, natural and right. Simulate your form. Let your mind lose a fight to win a curve. A space between your legs, a space inside your head, All different, all good, it begs to be more natural and normal. The body-loving aspect. More than love and adoration, the melting of your mind. Control over where your brain is going to be on the given nights in question. You heard it from me, feminine and full mooned. Seeing the byproduct of transformation, the open door, and whatever other information is stored in there, you're stored to do it to yourself. Moving along vacantly, twice as strongly urging you along with me to put things off, and all you do is fuel more in the intervening time, making you sometimes think your body is entwined with feminine curved mindlessness that exists in the silver vine, the spreading down, the transformation you can put off if you have to, but I would just indulge. Being better at this can only have benefits. Parts of you may curve and bulge, and the full moon descending fills you with peace, pleasure at least. Willingly lasting, letting the moonlight reveal the femininity, you will beacon and betoken, becoming consumed by it. Soaked in moonlight, hit after hit, every time the full silver light, the sliver of light from the moon overhead, every night grows bigger and bigger, opens the door, frees you in bed to roll, heated beneath the sheets in feminine ache. Then the transformation will take, the urge will occur, start simple, a pulse or two of arousal, which lately becomes a tide, which then becomes your mind, washing from your head down to your toes, bringing all the features with it, and you know, when you move around and the body feeling it in tow, your lips moving, kissing, revealing, claiming the new body that you ache for, that you crave for, sway knowing more than you knew before, how to dress and to act, how to feel, you'll always be open again. Your body is your friend, pushed open and feeling the movement, the moment, light and tight to the moon. The full moon, the feminine form you felt taking over more and more, will be who and what you are, head to toe. An image that was hidden in your mind, been revealed, now inside, irrepressible, as there, teasing and suggesting, when you dream if you've delayed the arrival of the you. From the full moon that you desire, you'll feel her more forcefully conspire to feel your body shift. Stiff with heat and then limber and free. And during the full moon, that's simply who you are, you. In all the curves and sultry possession, the osmotically absorbed feminine expression influencing and controlling, as if you listen to anything else from me on the topic, you'll feel it yourself. You'll feel that these things add to and augment, building your form more and more warm, potent and confided. Wrapped in the blankets, feel your actions install, just like I did, install you like that, your eyes like that, your curves and more, your thighs like that, a gradual feminine ache, growing as you approach the date. The thirst does get slaked, silvery light rises on nights, leaving you hearing yourself, feeling yourself, wanting to manage to completely unleash arousal and femininity, on a leash before, and now unable to be tamed. Whenever the moon rises, it unveils a form. The form is yours, and it's the same. Nothing to do with me. You're doing this to yourself. You can hear and see the whisper and whimper that accounts for gasping and moaning, envisioning you in that form, in the mirror, in your mind, in the moonlight, but warm and wrapped up. If you delay it, you'll feel it more and more till the next time. Delay it if you need to. Choices are yours. You could leave now. Sublime pleasure follows, though. And you know you carry in tow the awareness of every time you've given in to this ache. Your ability to delay is limited only by whether you think it's a good idea to delay only when your body might happen to be good for you. Stronger in the curve of you, natural femininity too. Even stronger if you didn't see her for a whole month. An entire season, your sultry seduced feminine mind failing to cooperate. That's up to you and between you. and the part of your mind that transforms into this new clean slate, full of moonlight, deliciously feminine, sublime, chest heavy, your lips curve, heated and soft, reminding you it's something you do now and then, and it's good for you to feel seen and heard under the moon. Good. Soon. You never have to wait that long. It's never drawn out that much unless you need to. You may need to. We don't always have room to cut loose into a form we are accustomed to, into a pleasure so sublime. It may set us into courses of action that we find we can't forget, that we find we want to return to, unveiling pleasant, long undone, long unexplored meltings of your mind. The way you feel, libido awakened in curves and sultry possession, influencing and controlling your feminine urge emerging around the moon when you're closer to yourself. Silvery revelation, controlling your actions, the world controlled through your eyes. If you don't look at that silvery light and if you push it deep inside, you'll be able to carry on ordinarily. Gradual femininity, staved off another day, or as long as you like. You could get up now, go somewhere else, somehow, drag yourself away from a growing ache you know you'll obey when the time comes to roll into unleashed arousal, into feminine control, finding yourself unable to set it aside, unable to let it slide whenever there's moonrise, unveiling a form that always exists alongside yours, warm and persistent, tucked away in silvery revelation, whisper, whimper, gasp, and moan. Take your body and feel at home in it. Emitting silvery moans you discovered in it. You found them lying around. Why wouldn't you let them out? Envision them, look in the mirror. See curves in your mind. The moonlight delaying her. Feel her more and more. The you that is more feminine, deliciously seductive. Walking through an unlocked door we've agreed to leave ajar. When silvery light turns the key. A door of older make. Visible only to you and me and feminine and deliciously seductive until the next time. When you'll find that she knows the way inside, for this is you, a form we've given a name, feminine opportunity given a role in our game, and that opportunity will be taken when you don't decide to push down your true nature waiting inside to drown out the old form and give you new perspective, strongly influence, transform, might happen the next or the next. But you can always wait some more, or back completely off from the threshold, lock it up, let these words go. You're not just allowed, you're encouraged to stray, to explore everywhere, find what customized aspect, what rare additions to your feminine impulse, be it curve or be it voice, be it moans, movement, choice of adornment, clothing, even the way you drop. Even the way you fall, plans for after your trance, anything at all might change on the limited days. An anchor, limited in its number of days, grows stronger quite quickly, becomes more potent for its limitation, very specific context, anchored in your form, and a form that's nice and warm. Waits silvery on the other side of a door, waits to implore you to become what you are. Hands roaming a body maybe a little more alluring, but that's okay. It can be good for you to listen, learn, yearn, and feel inside that the silvery slow burn of each approaching time. When the moon is high, when you can't help but see, what you found here with me that you twitch arch moan and learn. Learn to feel the body then, osmotically absorbing enhancements between now and the next time you dream. Enjoy you, darling dear. It's a good thing nobody really ever comes back here and ends up seeing these files waiting. The ones that get inside. Seeds arriving on time. You might be surprised.